This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
You're watching as the one big beautiful bill is being debated in the Senate and then sent over to the Hill and then see if they can work this out. And meanwhile, everybody's talking about this whack job in New York City, Zoran Mandami. I was talking about it this morning on America's Newsroom. And what I was saying was this guy is such a disaster for Democrats. I mean, I agree with Dom. I hope he wins. I do, because if he could, you know, sayonara Democrat Party. I just have a feeling they're not going to let him win, given the fact that they control everything and given the fact that they are really worried about the impact this guy will have on them nationally. I'd be shocked if they let him become mayor of New York. But he wants to get rid of billionaires. He doesn't believe in billionaires. He wants to get rid of them. Meanwhile, he's a spoiled little rich kid. You got to understand that. This guy, who's a Democrat nominee for mayor of New York, is a spoiled little rich kid. But like all spoiled little rich kids who've never had to work for a living, it's easy to look at people who make money and go, oh, yeah, they're the problem. They just, it's society's largesse, and they should be punished for that, and we should take away everything that they have. And that's what this guy believes. His refusal to condemn the phrase of the global intifada on three different occasions in the interview with Kristen Welker. And then Hakeem Jeffries, man, this guy is just bad at this. He goes on, he won't back him. He says he doesn't really know him. That was his reason for saying he won't back him, because he doesn't really know him. So Eric Adams, who is the current New York City mayor, is actually going to be on Fox News shortly. I think what's going to ultimately happen here is there's moves at play here to somehow get Adams to either run as a Republican if Curtis Sliwa steps aside, or to have him run as an independent, get Cuomo out of the race, and then put all their efforts into getting Mayor Eric Adams reelected. I mean, this guy, Zoran, is that bad for him. And, you know, it's easy to go, well, it's New York City. I mean, it's a freaking nutty place. And it is. Believe me, I was there today and I'm noticing the nuttiness of it. They had the Pride Parade over the weekend and gunfights and you know, a teenage girl shot in the head. Another guy stabbed. It's a mess. But that said, from a branding perspective, Eric Adams is far less dangerous for the Democrat brand than this guy Zoran is, because he's an absolute 100% socialist, communist, Marxist. It's like, you remember in Ghostbusters when they basically closed their eyes and then they created the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? This is like if you close your eyes and you created the Communist Manifesto into a human being. It'd be him. He wants price controls. They want to control the means of production, government-run grocery stores. I mean, the government can't run schools. We're going to have government run grocery stores. And he also wants to have free transit for everybody, too. Those are just some of the things that he wants to do. And he wants to go after white neighborhoods. And now he's trying to walk it back and saying, well, it's not the fact that they're white. It's just that that's where the neighborhoods are, that where the money is, that we got to disproportionately blah, 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 blah. That's also where his base is. College-educated white liberals. They're the ones that voted for him in the most part. Not black voters, not Latino voters, but college-educated white liberals. So you get what you vote for. I mean, that's the bottom line. You get what you vote for. But what I find interesting is the effect this race will have on the New Jersey governor's race. Because already, Jack Ciattarelli has come out and said, listen, this is the Democrat Party. And the point that I made this morning was, if you're thinking about voting Republican and you see Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat nominee, who's saying that she supports the goals of Zoran in New York, you got to look at this and go, this ain't your father's Democrat Party. This is a full-on communist, socialist, Marxist kook party is what it is. And I think you got to be very, very afraid of that. This guy is dangerous, but not just dangerous for New York. I mean, he's dangerous for the Democrat Party brand. It's a gift for Republicans. It's a gift for Trump. It's a gift for everybody who wants to see the Democrat Party go the way of the Whigs. I mean, this is one more example of their slow progression towards becoming the way of the Whigs, the party of the Whigs, where they just will cease to exist because they get people like this. And when you open up your ranks to crazy, it's very hard to get crazy out of the house. You know, when crazy comes to visit and crazy stays with you, it's hard to get him out. You know, there's an old saying, after 3 days, fish and company start to stink. Well, crazy stinks in like 20 minutes, but crazy is a lot harder to get out than fish, which you can throw away, and company, which eventually usually leaves. But crazy, when you let that in the door, and the Democrats did by embracing the nuttiness, and then it just took over their party as they watched white working class voters and then black working class voters and then Latino working class voters flee. And by working class, I mean people that work outside of academia, because that's all the Democrat Party has left. I mean, everybody works for a living for the most part, except the people that don't. And then we, you know, they're voting Democrat anyway, so I'm not really counting them, because that demographic's voting Democrat. I mean, if you're sitting back sucking on the government teat all day, then you're not, you know, you're sucking on the trowel. You're not voting Republican, because you don't want those bennies cut off. But if you are sitting there and you work, and everybody does work for a living in some capacity, pretty much the faculty lounge is the only working class that the Democrat Party has left. That and people who are paid activists, paid to cause chaos in the streets and paid to run around and cause the kind of chaos that you see almost daily on the streets of the United States of America in places like New York City and Seattle and Philadelphia from time to time, too. Los Angeles, Chicago. I mean, pick your wacky city du jour, and then you'll see that there's somebody crazy being paid for by some other crazy group out there. So you let that part, you let those people into your party. Then you line them up with the defund the police crowd. There's actually people protesting now alligator Alcatraz. So Caroline Leavitt today, the White House press secretary at the White House press briefing, said the president is going to travel down to go visit alligator Alcatraz. Great. Alligator Alcatraz was created to house criminal, illegal aliens. So people that are, as she described them, murderers and rapists and gang members and on it goes. And the idea is you can't escape, because if you do, there's going to be alligators who are going to be there to eat you. Now, I don't know anybody who's pro prisoner escape. Like, I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it's a thing, where people feel as if it's too harsh, the conditions which would prevent one from trying to escape. I don't know why barbed wire or walls around prisons don't protest those, but they protest alligators. I mean, if you're pro-prison escapee, like if that's your cause, I want to make it as easy as possible for people to escape from prison. You shouldn't just be protesting alligator Alcatraz. You should be protesting every prison or jail in America that enables prisoners to be kept in by walls and guards and dogs and barbed wire and whatnot. except for that local prison was in our backyard that had like an emergency escape hatch. But no, there's actually people protesting. So the president's going to go down there and visit it. This is something, again, that the overwhelming majority of the American people support. When you build a prison, when you build a detention facility, you build it in a way that the people who are in there can't get out unless they're legally allowed to. That's just kind of common sense. I know we all saw Shawshank Redemption. I know we were rooting for him to escape. There always is that exception where you kind of hope that they make it out. But for the most part, you don't build prisons with a Shawshank Redemption escape clause in them on the off chance you get an Andy Dufresne who's innocent. And then you say, well, hopefully this guy can make it out. The whole goal is we're going to build this and keep people in. So if you have alligators around the outside, what's the freaking difference? I don't really understand that. Is it any worse than having a guy on a roof with a gun would, you know, shoot you if you try to escape? Probably not. And yet there's people protesting. I also find it to be hysterical that we had people escape from the Newark ICE detention facility and they were caught. I think one of them might still be on the lam. I'm not quite sure, but they'll get eventually. The prisoners always get caught. They're not the smartest people in the world. I'll tell you one thing. I watched that show Escape from Donnamora. That's a really good show. If you haven't seen it, I think it's on, I want to say Showtime, but anyway, there's this prison in upstate New York by the Adirondacks, kind of close to where my wife grew up. It's called Donnamora. And these two guys escaped and they made a movie about it. And these guys had help from this woman on the inside who worked there. She was sleeping with one of the guys, you know, so she helped him escape. But they made it out of the prison. They hid in the Adirondacks in the woods for like a couple weeks. And then they still wound up getting caught. That's got to burn. You know what I mean? You make it all the way out and you still get caught. So I'm just saying that's got to sting. But anyway, if you make it out and then there's a freaking alligator there, you still got a chance. I mean, you could wrestle the alligator. I couldn't. I mean, I couldn't, but you could maybe outsmart the alligator. So it's a chance. But is it any different than having like dogs that, you know, they release to go, you know, go get you if you escape from a detention facility or the police to just drive around with lights and sirens and guns trying to get you? Not really. Not really. The whole goal is you create a disincentive for people to try to escape a prison facility for their good and for the good of society. Because it usually doesn't work out well for anybody. Either the prisoner who makes it out, like most people that escape, again, to go back to Shawshank Redemption, usually you don't wind up on a beach that has no memory and the Pacific Ocean, which has no memory, and, you know, meet your buddy and, you know, live the happy life. I mean, that's the rare exception. Now, I do think the guy who escaped from Alcatraz that they based the movie on with Clint Eastwood, I do think that guy, I think he made it out. I do. I don't believe the whole thing that he drowned or was eaten by sharks because they swim in that water all the time. They do 5Ks and then Ironman things and they swim in that and everything. So I think he did make it. But, you know, I mean, there are famous prison escapes in this country. However, they're few and far between for a reason. But nevertheless, president's going to go visit the alligator Alcatraz. I just love the name, alligator Alcatraz. Why don't we begin actually there with the protests around alligator Alcatraz? And this is the, we'll go to Cut 17, Sean. You can, it's an ABC News story about this. And obviously when the president goes down there, there'll be even more protests, clearly. Cut 17.
Now to the protests over a new detention center in the Florida Everglades dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Indigenous leaders are at the forefront of the protests, saying it encroaches on sacred lands that are protected. Environmentalists are also opposing the construction. Here's ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
Tonight, demonstrators lining the streets, protesting plans to turn a remote airfield in the Everglades into the latest migrant detention facility. Officials say operations will start on Tuesday and eventually hold up to 5,000. White tents already visible.
Our lives depend on this Everglades. And, you know, bringing this facility here is disrupting everything.
Environmental activists join Native Americans to call for the protection of their ancestral homelands as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis pushes ahead.
clearly, from a security perspective, if someone escapes, you know, there's a lot of alligators you're going to have to contend. No one's going anywhere, you know, once you do that. It's as safe and secure as you can be.
The Department of Homeland Security teasing their plans for the so-called alligator Alcatraz, the facility part of President Trump's efforts to ramp up deportations by expanding detention capacity. In highly controversial moves, Trump has already sent migrants to Guantanamo Bay and a mega prison in El Salvador. In recent weeks, more violent arrests caught on camera from coast to coast. This man thrown to the ground and arrested by ICE agents in California. His three sons, all U.S. Marines. And just days ago, the Supreme Court ruled to dramatically limit the ability of federal judges to check presidential power, allowing Trump to move forward with plans to end birthright citizenship, though the legal battle continues. I spoke to this pregnant, undocumented mother who did not.
Let me jump in here. Thank you, Sean. So, you know, we're the they go from alligator Alcatraz to a pregnant mom who's in the country illegally. So I love the little game they play. And then they talk about this guy who was arrested in front of his sons who were all Marines. It's going to shock you. There are actually Marines in prison. There are people who serve in the military who are in prison in America. I know. I know that that's also shocking and probably something you didn't know. And there's also pregnant people in prison, too. I'm pregnant people. By that, I mean women, since men can't become pregnant. So there are pregnant women in prison also, and mothers. There are moms in prison, in American prisons. They go to prison. They have kids and dads, too. Like, there's no exemption for, well, you got kids, so we're not going to send you to prison. And there's no exemption for, well, oh, your kids are in the military. Well, in that case, we apologize for even arresting you for armed robbery. We had no idea. Had you mentioned that to the police as you were running out of the bank, then this whole thing could have been avoided. Our bad. Like, our bad. Or like, you know, the woman who's pregnant who's being sentenced. And they go, well, you're pregnant, so we're going to watch. The whole thing's a wash. Go and have a happy life with your baby. And, you know, this one's on us. It's our bad. This is totally our bad. I wish had we had a pregnancy test before the arrest, before the charging documents were even in. On the issue of the Supreme Court and the ability for the president to move forward, as CBS News report or ABC report indicates, so the Supreme Court on Friday said that these universal injunctions have to stop. There was actually a liberal member of the Supreme Court who said the same thing several years ago, and we have the audio file on that one, said the same thing. How does one federal judge get to put in a nationwide injunction? But the Supreme Court did not pave the way for ending birthright citizenship. Again, that's the part of the news trying to flip it all in. How all of that has to do with Alligator Alley or Alligator Alcatraz and the protests around it, I have no freaking clue. How they went from that to that to that, I don't know. But that's the beauty, I guess, of the corporate legacy media, is their way to try to somehow pull on the heartstrings by, I guess the idea would be that there's going to be a pregnant woman who has sons who are Marines who escapes from Alligator Alcatraz and is eaten by an alligator. Thus, she and her unborn baby, which the media would call a fetus, would be eaten by the alligator, and then the three Marines' sons would be watching? I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know how that all ties in together, basically, is my point. All right. Big show for you today. I'll give you more thoughts on what the White House press secretary had to say today about the lunatic running for mayor of New York. Before I take a quick break, here is Caroline Levitt previewing the president's upcoming trip to Alligator Alcatraz. This is the big story of the hour. Brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. I will be seeing him this week, as a matter of fact. Got to fix something for me. I keep getting food stuck in this one little spot. So he's going to take care of it because he's the man. That's what he does. Here's cut 16.
On a scheduling note, tomorrow, President Trump will travel to the great state of Florida to attend the opening of a new illegal alien detention center located at Dade Collier Training and Transition Airport alongside Secretary Kristi Noem, Governor Ron DeSantis, Congressman Byron Donalds, and other state and local leaders. We hope to see many of you there. The facility is in the heart of the Everglades and will be informally known as Alligator Alcatraz. There is only one road leading in, and there is the only way out is a one-way flight. It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain. The facility will have up to 5,000 beds to house, process, and deport criminal illegal aliens. This is an efficient and low-cost way to help carry out the largest mass deportation campaign in American history.
There you go. So I'm sure more outrage will ensue when the president goes down there. Again, the goal of prison, jail, detention, whatever the facility is to keep the people who are in there in there. And if and by doing so, a variety of disincentives to trying to escape, including harsher sentence if you're caught, death, or in this case, being eaten by a freaking alligator. So, you know, as you're sitting there in your cell and you're thinking about pulling a, you know, a vanishing act, you weigh the odds. You go, I think I can outrun an alligator. I think I can make it. I think I can fare well in the Everglades. And then go for it. You know, knock yourself out. Just saying. But you also still have to get out of the facility before you get to encounter the alligators. There's also that. It's not like it's wide open where you can just go out and just leave and run. You still got to escape. And then there's the alligators. So I thought I'd add that caption to it, too, in case people are thinking that, like, you might be sitting there, wide open space, and then you run, and then in an alligator's mouth. Just still the whole escaping the detention facility in the first place. So, kind of a bummer. I know I could certainly outrun an alligator, no doubt about it. If the alligator was a tiny little baby alligator and in a cage. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today on everything we are discussing. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Oli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, I was I was thinking about this guy, this nutbag running for mayor in New York City. And it's, you know, I tend to look at these things from the two ways. One is as a political analyst, and then the other is just from a selfish perspective of I want to see the Democrat Party in utter downfall. So the analysis is that the Democrat Party is freaking out and they need to get rid of this guy, and they probably will. Selfishly, I can't love this anymore because this guy is so radical that if he gets elected, then he's just going to just destroy the Democrat brand. I know there's some people out there in the internet who think this guy is faking the whole thing, and I don't. And I don't think the fact that he comes from money negates that. In fact, I think it's more likely that he has these communist beliefs because he comes from money. I really do. I believe that because it's easy when you don't have to work and produce something, you just sit there and blame billionaires and say, we'll just take their money and redistribute it to everybody. And that's what we'll do. It's easy to do that if you come from money. You know, there's not a lot of people out there who get up every day, work their ass off, and sacrifice all that's entitled with that or that comes with that, and then build a business or, you know, bust their humps on a dock, who want to see money given to people that don't work. There's some, but not a lot. No, it's usually the rich preppy kids. I mean, who advocates these policies and who votes for this? They're mostly the Ivy League white elite liberals. They're the ones who voted for this guy. College-educated white liberals. This is the Democrat Party's core constituency these days in America. That is their core group that they can count on, and that's it. Meanwhile, you've lost Latino voters, you're hemorrhaging black voters, and you've completely lost white blue-collar workers who didn't go to college as they watch the Biden administration pay back college loans for white elite liberals who did go to college. So that's the Democrat base. So I look at, so from an analyst perspective, I think, well, the Democrat Party's got to be freaking out and thinking, how do we get rid of this guy? What little games and levers do we have to play behind the scenes to make sure he doesn't become the mayor of the biggest city in the country? But selfishly, deep down inside, I hope he wins. I do, because it would just be kind of, in many ways, the nail in the coffin for the Democrat Party. And he really can't do a lot of the crazy lefty nonsense that he's proposing, because New York City is a part of New York State. It's not its own separate state. And so it has to go through the legislature and the legislative process. So there is a check on this lunatic, but people don't need to know that. So we can keep that our little secret. But in the meantime, let's talk about this guy, shall we? So this is him, New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani, whose name I keep messing up, and I'll keep messing it up. I think I called him Mamdani maybe today on America's Newsroom. I don't remember. I don't know. Whole thing felt like a freaking blur. It was 9:30 in the morning, a long time ago, many, many hours ago, lots and lots of hours ago from where we are today. But here he is. This is cut number two. This is on Sunday, speaking with Kristen Welker of Meet the Press. We shouldn't have billionaires. Cut two.
You are a self-described Democratic socialist. Do you think that billionaires have a right to exist?
I don't think that we should have billionaires because, frankly, it is so much money in a moment of such inequality. And ultimately, what we need more of is equality across our city and across our state and across our country. And I look forward to work with everyone, including billionaires, to make a city that is fairer for all of them.
Well, let me ask you about what Donald Trump, the president of the United States, has had to say. He's had a lot to say about your campaign. He called you a communist. Because he's the president, I want to give you a chance to respond directly to him. How do you respond? Are you a communist?
No, I am not. And I have already had to start to get used to the fact that the president will talk about how I look, how I sound, where I'm from, who I am, ultimately because he wants to distract from what I'm fighting for.
What is the difference between a communist and a Democrat socialist exactly? The hell's the difference? Well, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, I wish you would have asked that follow-up question. Well, then what's the difference between a Democrat socialist and a commie? Like, in my mind, it's the same freaking thing. I honestly, I really don't know the difference. It's like, to me, it's like the difference between drinking like Miller Lite and Bud Light or Coors Light. I mean, it's like, they're all kind of, explain to me the difference. One has more rice, one's corn. Help me understand this. I mean, the Bud Light, I know they used a dude, but beyond that, help me, Miller Lite and Michelob Ultra. Help me understand the difference between the two, because I'm, in my mind, they're sort of similar here, kind of in the same wheelhouse. Maybe like one carb difference, a couple calories, but still a light beer. It's kind of like, what's the difference between socialism and communism in your perspective then, whack job? That's the follow-up question I'd ask them. I'd be respectful. I wouldn't say whack job out loud. It's in my head I would say it, but out loud I would just say, well, then help me understand then, you're a Democrat socialist, but you're not a communist. What's, in your mind, the difference between these two? And then he would go on some long tangent, not answering my question, in which case I'd go, great, so that didn't answer my question. So let's back up to the question I asked you, which is, what the hell is the difference between a communist and a Democrat socialist? What's the difference? I mean, in your mind, is it that in communism, you all literally live in a commune and you all grow from an organic community garden and you compost, and is that the only difference? And that's why you're not a communist? Because if you're advocating for state-run or city-run grocery stores and taking money from the people at the top to redistribute it, because it uses the word distribute, in my mind, that's literally from the Communist Manifesto. So in your mind, is now the revised edition, it's not the Communist Manifesto, it's the Democrat Socialist Manifesto? Help me understand this. But of course, she's not going to ask that question. So we just have to guess. Oh, you're not a communist, you're a Democrat socialist. Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha. I understand. Actually, I don't understand. What's the difference? Well, one lives in a commune, the other doesn't. Oh. So like theoretically, if you just moved into a commune, had the same political philosophy that you have, you then would be a communist because you're in a commune? Yeah. Okay. Well, then that I understand. That I get. All right. So we're talking about just geography, just a matter of place. You as mayor would be in Gracie Mansion, not in a commune, therefore not a communist. Okay. But should you ever decide to leave the mayor's residence and move into like a hippie commune, say in the West Village or something, then at that point, communist. Got it. Okay, no, perfect. It makes perfect sense to me. I got it now. Now I understand. Thank you. This is Hakeem Jeffries. We'll cue up cut number 4 here. He says he talked to Mamdani, and he praised his primary victory. This is the House Minority Leader. So he's the highest ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives. Therefore, besides Chuck Schumer, the highest ranking Democrat in the country, but he's not endorsing him. Why not? Cut 4.
We had a conversation on Wednesday morning where I congratulated him on the campaign that he ran, a campaign that clearly was relentlessly focused on the high cost of living in New York City and the economy. He outworked, he out-communicated, and he out-organized the opposition, and that's clearly why he was successful.
So what's holding you back from endorsing him right now?
Well, we don't really know each other.
Oh.
Well, our districts don't overlap. I have never had a substantive conversation with him. And so that's the next step in terms of this process, to be able to sit down, which we agreed to do in Central Brooklyn, discuss his vision for moving the city forward and addressing the issues that are important to the communities that I represent.
Oh, we don't know each other. Very well. Dude, we're not asking you to go to bed with the guy. We're asking why you're not endorsing him. Well, I don't really know. But you know of him, right? You know who he is. You know what he stands for. You've heard all that, Hakeem. So it's just a matter of you just haven't met him in person. Oh, we have. You don't know him that well. Okay, but you know what he stands for well. So what is it? You got to break bread a little bit more? You know, my grandma used to have an expression. I'm sure you've heard this before, especially if you're Italian. you got to eat a pound of salt with someone before you really know them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The idea, of course, is that you sprinkle salt here and there. When I cook, I don't measure anything. I just take salt, you know, do this. If you're not watching on YouTube, I'm taking my hand and just sort of moving it in kind of a circle. That's how I sprinkle salt in. Then I taste the sauce and I go, needs more salt. Because I'm not making a gravy yet because I haven't put any meat in it. So it's still sauce at that moment. But if I add meat, then it'll turn into a gravy. Point is, it takes a long time to eat a pound of salt. That's how long it takes to get to know somebody. So again, I'm just asking here for Akeem Jeffries, could it be that? Or could it be that you know this guy is a disaster for the Democrat brand in America? That this is a disaster for the Democrat brand, a guy who says we need to control the means of production and refuses, not once, not twice, not three times, to condemn saying we need to globalize the Intifada, which essentially means death to Israel. That's a bad, bad look. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's not that you just don't know the guy that well. Maybe could be that. I'm going with that. That's what I'm going with. That's me. That's what I'm going with. And I think Hakeem Jeffries is so bad at this that he just can't come out and say those things because he knows there are a lot of young people who voted for this guy in the primary. And he knows that that is a Democrat Party base right now. So. As Mayor Eric Adams is right now on Fox News speaking with Martha McCallum, all I can wonder is what levers will the Democrat Party apparatchik pull to ensure that this guy, Zoran Mamdani, does not win. Whatever the hell his name is. Because he's bad news for them. It's bad news. He's a problem for them in a big, big way. Let's cue this up here. This is him saying, I don't think we should have billionaires. This is cut 23 from that same Kristen Welker, NBC Meet the Press, two segments he was on there. Cut 23.
You are a self-described Democratic socialist.
Do you think that billionaires have a right to exist?
I don't think that we should have billionaires because, frankly, it is so much money in a moment of such inequality. And ultimately, what we need more of is equality across our city and across our state and across our country. And I look forward to work with everyone, including billionaires, to make a city that is fairer for all of them.
Well, let me ask you about what Donald Trump, the president of the United States, has had to say. He's had a lot to say about your campaign.
Let's pause it right there for a second. Again, I don't want to tell Kristen Welker how to do her job, but I feel like that's a moment for a follow-up to go, all right, but you said you don't think we should have billionaires. How do you get rid of them? Do you send them to Alligator Alcatraz? Do you have some sort of like a billionaire Hunger Games? Or do you just confiscate all their wealth? Because we have them. They exist. So when you say, I don't think we should have them, I don't think we should have billionaires. What would you do to then get rid of billionaires is my question. How would you go about doing so? We know the answer, which is that this guy would confiscate their wealth. I would like to see that follow up from Kristen Welker. Again, who am I to tell her how to do her job as the host of Meet the Press? But seems like that would be the follow-up question instead of turning it to Donald Trump and what he said. But who cares what Donald Trump said at that moment? Focus on getting him to explain how he would get rid of billionaires. Very simple. Simple question. Like maybe a billionaire is like, remember, we could have any sort of number of competitions. Running Man. How about that? Yes, like the Running Man. And you could see whoever that billionaire is gets to keep his billions. Everybody else, not so much. But answer the question, please. Could she follow up on any of these freaking questions? This is what infuriates me about these people. Right there, sitting there on the table. All right, let's continue, please. Thank you, Sean.
Because he's the president, I want to give you a chance to respond directly to him. How do you respond? Are you a communist?
No, I am not. And I have already had to start to get used to the fact that the president will talk about how I look, how I sound, where I'm from, who I am, ultimately because he wants to distract from what I'm fighting for. And I'm fighting for the very working people that he ran a campaign to empower that he has since then betrayed. And when we talk about my politics, you know, I call myself a democratic socialist in many ways inspired by the words of Dr. King from decades ago, who said, call it democracy or call it democratic socialism, there has to be a better distribution of wealth for all of God's children in this country. And as income inequality has declined nationwide, it has increased in New York City. And ultimately, what we need is a city where every single person can thrive.
I don't know what any of that meant. I don't know what that means, but it sounds to me, it means that we have to redistribute the wealth. Which means then that we seize the money from the billionaires in your little perfect socialist, not communist utopia. Because you know who else said that? Karl Marx said that, not just Dr. King, but Karl Marx was echoing that point too in terms of we have to be able to redistribute the wealth. Of course, you didn't have billionaires back then when he wrote that book, but they did have rich people, like your parents. See, Bernie Sanders used to go after the billionaires and the millionaires. Now he's dropped the millionaires. He just goes after the billionaires. He goes after the billionaires all the time because he hates the fact that, well, he's a self-hating millionaire, but he loves his millions of dollars. If you notice, Bernie is not giving away his millions of dollars. Not like he's turned it over to Bernie's taking a vow of poverty. Bernie's more than happy to be a millionaire, so that's why he just goes after the billionaires now. But the minute you make $999,999,999.99, you're good. You go that one extra cent, put you over in the billionaire. Now you're fair game. Got it? But prior to that, the millionaires are off limits now for Bernie. So it's from 1 million to 999,999,999 and then 99 cents. And then that's the whole category that's okay for Bernie Sanders. However, you hit that billion. So you know, I would encourage everybody out there who's in that 999,999,999.99 category to not get, like, if you find a penny, pick it up. All day long, you'll have good luck. Not in your case, you won't. Now you've become a billionaire, and now you're fair game for Bernie Sanders. So just, you know, see the penny, leave it. and stick with your 999999999.99. My free advice. Okay. I'm trying to help here. So clearly we have a crazy guy running in New York City, a very calculated effort to bring about a communist, Democrat, socialist, whatever you want to call it, utopia in New York. And this is bad news for the Democrat brand. No doubt about it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Short week for most of us with the 4th of July happening on Friday, but it'll be an impactful one, no doubt about it, as they try to pass the one big, beautiful bill. And the White House press secretary was asked about that earlier. We'll get into that as the show goes on today as well. So what did President Trump say about Zoran Mamdani, the socialist, not communist, whack job in New York City? Again, not a communist, because apparently you have to live in a commune to be a communist, I guess, even though you advocate the exact same political philosophy. All right. Anyway, here's what the president said as he was sitting down with Maria Bartiromo. Cut number one. This is from Sunday Morning Futures.
What did you make of the New York Democrat primary? Mamdani.
He's a communist. I think it's very bad for New York. I don't know that he's going to get in. It's inconceivable that he's, but he's a communist and he's a pure communist. I think he admits it, but I can't imagine it. But let's say this, if he does get in, I'm going to be president and he's going to have to do the right thing or they're not getting any money. He's got to do the right thing. It's shocking that I would have assumed that I used to say we will never have a socialist in this country. No, but we'll have a communist. I mean, he's a communist and going to be mayor of New York. So I was very surprised when I said, I never heard of him. I don't know who he is.
Well, he said he's going to fight ICE. He's not going to allow ICE to...
He'll be very unsuccessful.
And he said if Benjamin Netanyahu comes to New York, he's going to have him arrested.
Oh, he's a radical left lunatic.
Pretty much, yeah. Although that's starting to become, an unnecessary use of words because it's redundant. Radical left lunatic. It's basically just most Democrats these days. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. It's why there's a former Democrat who in New Jersey now who's backing Jack Ciattarelli for governor. I'll tell you about that as the show goes on. Here is Mamdani. Let's cue up cut 23, Sean, talking about, I'm sorry, no, not that one. Let's cue up cut 15. The end goal, seizing the means of production. Literally, this is like from page 87 of the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx. Cut 15.
What the purpose is about this entire project, it's not simply to raise class consciousness, but to win socialism. And obviously raising class consciousness is a critical part of that. But making sure that we have candidates that both understand that and are willing to put that forward at every which moment that they have, at every which opportunity that they are given, we have to continue to elect more socialists. And we have to ensure that we are unapologetic about our system. There are also other issues that we firmly believe in, whether it's BDS, right, or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production, where we do not have the same level of support at this very moment. And what I want to say is that it is critical that in the way that we organize, in the way that we set up our work and our priorities, that we do not leave any one issue for the other, that we do not meet a moment and only look at what people are ready for, but that we are doing both of these things in tandem. Because it is critical for us to both meet people where they're at and to also organize for what is correct and for what is right, and to ensure that over time we can bring people to that issue. The ramifications
seize
of victory here.
Seize the means of production. That's what it is. And get more socialists elected. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.